Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
बैंगलोर शहर की एक लड़की है who reached out to me on Instagram. She sent me a message about one of her relatives who is in China amidst the coronavirus breakout, not just any part of China, in Wuhan, which is the epicenter. In fact, if you go on the World Health Organization's website, the first note on the homepage says that last year, on the last day of 2019, in fact, 31st December 2019, World Health Organization was alerted about several cases of pneumonia in Wuhan City. Now, there was no other virus that matched this virus, and it raised a concern because this was a new virus. They didn't know how it's going to affect people. A week later into 2020, yani 7th Jan, the Chinese authorities confirmed that they had identified a new virus, and this is called the coronavirus. Bangalore mein corona bolo to ek hi cheez ki yaad aati hai, a nice bubbly drink, but it's way more complex than that, this word. And we all still don't know enough about it. And the problem with not knowing enough is, you know, we build up too much in our head and could cause a bit of anxiety. What I'd suggest is, if you want any information, log on to the World Health Organization, WHO's website for more details. I thought I'll call her back, yeah, the girl who sent me the Instagram message. If you're on Insta, stay in touch. Oberoi Disha is my Instagram handle. She said she's trying to get more information from the Ministry of External Affairs and if there's any way we could help her out.
Yeah, hi Disha.
You free to talk?
Yes, I'm free to talk.
Bithasta, I got your message on Instagram. Just tell me, who is this relative and what's the story?
Actually, he is my husband's brother. Last year, first he went there.
Where is he staying?
Wuhan.
Wuhan in China?
Yes.
That is the epicenter for the coronavirus, right?
Yeah. That's why we are scared.
And what does he do in Wuhan?
He is doing the postdoc in math.
Oh, he's doing his postdoctorate in mathematics?
Yes.
In a university in Wuhan, China?
Yeah, right. Actually, in our local newspaper, we are from West Bengal. So they appealed to the Chief Minister of West Bengal too.
And your Instagram message to me says that you have also tweeted to the External Affairs Minister, Mr. Jaishankar.
But we didn't get any reply yet.
Yeah, you've sent me a screenshot of your tweet. You've tagged Dr. Jaishankar, Ministry of External Affairs, and Narendra Modi.
Yeah, my husband has tweeted.
Okay, and you were hoping for me to see if I can get some information
update
on this.
Yes, let us update if you want to get anything.
You know, we're trying to get in touch with the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs. I just wanted some details about your... What's your brother's name again?
He is Samya Rai. I can think the Facebook ID and all if you want.
Yeah, just send me his details on Instagram just for our information.
Sure.
And are you in touch with him, Bithasta?
As per the latest update, the Indian Embassy is on periodic basis. They're contacting him. And parents, he's in contact. He went back on 21st, as I can remember.
21st of this
Jan
month?
Only.
Oh.
Yes, he came here and went back. But we didn't expect it to be that serious. Otherwise, he shouldn't go back.
So basically, the Ministry of Indian Embassy in China is in touch with the Indians over there, including your brother-in-law. And he's in touch with his parents in Calcutta.
Yes.
We'll try and get in touch with the MEA to at least find out what the status and the update is, because I believe there are more than 250 Indians in Wuhan.
Yes, actually that is, and as per their update, they were supposed to go yesterday, but all the clearance was not there in place. That's why they're waiting for them.
Yeah, because I was reading that they have to first make sure the Air India crew and the staff, the cockpit crew and the cabin crew and everybody's, once there's a safety and health clearance, then they will be sending the plane. But there is a plane, I believe, on standby. That's the latest information I had.
Yeah, it is standby in Mumbai from yesterday.
Yeah, it's in... Okay, so let me do one thing. We from our end are trying to get in touch with MEA and we're hoping to hear from them very soon. I will stay in touch with you, Bithasta.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you,
Tadisha. It can be a very anxious time for friends and family who have people in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus, which we still don't know enough about, to understand from the health ministry deployed at the airport here in Bengaluru International Airport, what are the kind of checks that are being done for passengers coming in from China. I believe there are two or three direct flights. We'll have more details in just a bit. Keep it locked to Red FM. My WhatsApp number is open. If you want to chip in, I'm all ears. 9880-935-935. I'm Disha Oberoi. Bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019 English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha! Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.